Well, howdy, people. Now, all we hear about is equality for femons. Well, actually, they've already got equality. They're actually entitled. And have been for hundreds of years. As you know, sexual assault is rife nowadays. We're supposed to believe that males are going around attacking femons everywhere. Even in crowded places. I mean, males are just animals. But actually, there's something else going on, isn't there? What happens when it's found out to be false allegations by the femon? Well, the man's life has been ruined, and her life isn't affected at all. She's not charged, she's got attention, and she can also play the victim for a while. No charges are laid. Femons commit paternity fraud. Once again, she destroys the man's life. Does she have to face any consequences? Of course not. She's the victim. Femons can go into court and commit perjury. And once again, destroy a man's life and his reputation. And what happens to the femon that's lying? Absolutely nothing. Hey guys, until the law changes and femons stop abusing the laws. If you get on a bus and the only seat available is next to a femon, just stand if you can. Because if you sit down beside the femon, all she has to say is sexual assault, and your life will be in a great deal of pain. Don't even talk to femons. It's not worth the risk. Femons have all the laws to protect them, and then some. Where's the laws to protect males from femons? Lies, deceit, chaos, dramas. The juice ain't worth the squeeze. We're talking about survival, guys. Something males are good at. Femons aren't trying to be partners to males anymore, if they ever did. Ghost, gentlemen, you can't be a patsy if you don't play the game. Take it easy.